French military patrols roll through Gao's neighborhoods like clockwork. It's textbook counterinsurgency. Residents say it's reassuring.
This part of Mali belongs to France now. They freed us. We want them to stay and help us more. We don't want them to leave now.
But they are leaving. The French have done most of the heavy lifting in this war. Only time will tell whether those airstrikes and desert sweeps have rooted out most of the insurgents or simply sent them to ground to bide their time until the big guns leave. The Malian army has struggled to fend off the small groups of jihadists who have been sneaking back into Gao to mount attacks since the city's liberation on January 26th. Gao residents like Imam Hama Maiga say they're not sure the Malian army can keep them safe.
We need to be able to trust our men, the Malian army. We need to cooperate with them. And whatever training is that the French have, we want our army to have the same so they can take over the security of this country.
In Gao, the Malian army is still working to win the trust of the local community and vice versa. At a neighborhood gathering, the mother of one of three young men, beaten by Malian soldiers at a checkpoint, brought up the incident to Lieutenant Colonel Neba Sagara, Army Second in Command in the north.
The three youth ran after the military had called on them to stop. When someone flees, the soldiers think it is an enemy. The soldiers at these posts had been fired upon the night before, and that is why they beat up the youth. But it could have been worse. They could have fired on them. Tell your children, when we tell you to stop, stop.
France is gradually turning over security in parts of the Gao region to West African regional troops from Niger and Senegal. Analysts say these regional soldiers are not much better equipped or better trained for this type of asymmetrical warfare than their Malian counterparts. Gao's residents say all they can do is wait and see. Anne Luck, VOA News, Gao, Mali.